consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. I am so happy to be here. I am having a solo episode today from my new home here in Lake Country, British Columbia, which is just 20 minutes outside of Kelowna, where we were staying last year. Oh my gosh, let me paint the picture for you in what I am literally staring out at right now in the out of the window in front of me. And those of you who've been seeing me on my social media feeds on Instagram and Facebook, you know the view. I just did a Facebook Live this morning post-workout, so you can go check that out. Literally manifested, not just a backyard, because that's what I requested from Spirit last year. I'm like, we need to have a backyard. Living in the top of a condo last year, downtown Kelowna, was beautiful. But the one drawback is having two boys who are 8 and 10 now, you know, being very active. It was kind of hard to be, you know, like, we're used to living in Edmonton. We were just like, okay, go outside. We live in a cul-de-sac in suburbia, so there's tons of kids outside all the time. And here, it's just, you can't do the same thing. So we wanted a backyard, and Spirit not only gifted us a backyard, Spirit gifted us the beach, Emerald Beach, and the view of the mountains. And it's so incredible. So go and check that out on my Facebook feed. You will see that. Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. Whew, the frequency has been incredible here, my loves. And I'm really excited to be sharing with you today on how to be bold and unapologetically confident. And I'm going to say in general, and particularly I'll be speaking about pieces because of my business as a visibility coach to help others be bold and unapologetic in marketing themselves. Okay, so I'll be speaking about that as well. And I'm sure I'll be downloading for you some stories of my own personal experiences. So particularly this is for you if, you know, you're noticing you're struggling with confidently marketing yourself or confidently putting yourself out there. You know, I was just talking with one of my girlfriends who's also one of my business coaches, and she was sharing with me a statistic that's actually quite scary. And the reference is from Biz Journal. So it's only 11% of women, and that's across the board, are making six figures and beyond annually. And then when it comes to women entrepreneurs, only 6% of women entrepreneurs are making six figures and beyond. My loves, we need to change that. And I truly believe that a huge part of that is because of the lack of confidence many of us women entrepreneurs and women in general struggle with because of societal beliefs and probably cultural as well, right? And so many people are attracted to work with me because I am being what I am preaching about, right? And let me say, we are not born confident. All right, I'm gonna go more into that. We're gonna talk about the ingredients that you need when it comes to being confident, to like in general, but then also to sell yourself. And what are the things, the aspects that stop you from being confident? And how do you move past these? So I'll be sharing stories as well, because trust me, I'm not always confident. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that. And how do you get over feeling like a fraud? feeling like you're bragging, you're, you know, like being conceited. And how do you like get over that sense of just that ego, right? And feeling like you're egotistical. So let's talk more about that today. And of course, if you're tuning in live, please do write your comments, your questions in the comments. I would love to see that. I can see them as I'm live streaming here today. And of course, as you're watching on the replay, always you can drop it in the comments of this replay as well, whether it's on YouTube or Facebook. I will always check back in. All right, my love. So before we go into today's episode, I also want to let you know, and some of you who, again, thank you so much for your support. You know that I've been nominated for 4 awards from Business for the Heart, hosted by Your Holistic Earth. And we are not able to go for all 4 awards. Okay, the fact that I got nominated for 4 awards is pretty mind-blowing. Thank you. Like, that means so much to me. So I can choose 2 of the categories. And if you're in my e-community and you're like part of my soul tribe, if you're not, get in, your booty in, as Facebook friends, as Instagram friends, in my Facebook group, Raise Your Vibrations for coaches, healers, and lightworkers, you have been seeing that you've been helping me choose which 2 categories to go in. So I was nominated for Entrepreneur of the Year, Impact Award, Heart-Centered Award, as well as Champion Award. And so, you know, based on what I really was feeling into, as well as the feedback from you all, I decided to go for Entrepreneur of the Year. And that sounds sexy as fuck, right? And as well, Champion Award. So I want to go over a little bit about what exactly these mean and why I decided to go for this and why I believe I deserve this. So let me just actually pull it out in terms of reading the actual definition. And to vote for me, you can go to www.businessfromtheheart.ca. All right, my loves. So Entrepreneur of the Year goes to a solopreneur, entrepreneur who is working hard in their business and whose efforts show. This individual embodies the qualities mentioned in the other award categories. So it covers all bases. I'm like, yes. And that they are seen as a pillar in their community and a leader in their industry. So if you feel like, yes, Roz, you've been really showing up, this really resonates with me, that this is you, this describes you, I would so love your support. And it is actually one of those votes where, unfortunately, the like I say this, you know, because it's like you can vote daily. I don't love that model, but I'm not going to bug you to vote daily for me. But if you feel called to do that, that would be so mean a lot to me. And then Champion Award. This one is for an individual entrepreneur or business who is a champion for others. This individual consistently provides testimonials, shares posts, sends referrals, and finds ways to support others in business. So my loves, if you are part of my inner circle, you know I love to cheer other people on. You see that I've been sharing my client wins and testimonials. I celebrate my own wins. I send referrals. I freaking love, love, love the power of creating win-win-win energy. And I'm the referral queen. I always joke that if I was to start another business, it would probably be like a matchmaking business in personal matchmaking, love relationships, because I also have a psychic ability to do that. 2 couples I've matchmade are now married and engaged. So I just get hit with lightning bolts. I'm like, you need to meet this. But this also happens more often in business, that I love connecting people who are epic together and be like, you 2 need to know each other. You're going to be co-creating. I don't know how. That's you guys to figure out, but I just see it. So it is so powerful. So then part of the nominations is we need to actually like share. So there's judges with why we deserve because this is about championing for yourself. This is about confidence, okay? I'm modeling this for you all. And I know that, I imagine that those who were nominated, this is probably a big stretch for many of them. And it's a beautiful practice, because confidence is a practice, my loves. We're not born with it, okay? Confidence is about the belief in yourself to do something and to do it eventually really well, right? We don't look at like babies, right? When they're, and then they start to grow into toddlers and they're like learning how to walk, but how many times do they fall? Do they give up? No, right? They persevere, they get resourceful. Well, it's exactly the same. And then eventually they're walking confidently. It is exactly the same process when we apply it to certain activities, okay? So confidence is really related to particular activities, right? And you may have heard me many times say, you know, like, and you've probably many times heard me say about my story about bodybuilding back in 2008, got into it for all the wrong reasons, thinking if I have this perfect body and on the other side, my life looked completely quote unquote perfect. Okay. That's where I just started my private practice as a psychologist. I was a second degree black belt and role model to kids, teens, and adults in karate. And I was really like epically just confident, and I was good at everything I did, right? In the areas that I specialized in. And on the inside though, I was crumbling. I was crumbling. What you saw on the outside didn't match what was on the inside. I had very low self-worth. And I was actually not aware of that until I came in last place on that day on stage, that competition. And it led me to a breakdown, which we all know means breakthrough, right? And I learned that I was unconsciously operating from this belief that I am valued in my doingness. So my performance, all those things that like society hits as quote unquote success markers. And you know, your status, your titles, how much money you're making, all that stuff. Versus my value in, you know, my beingness, who I really am. And my doingness was never enough. And so no wonder I was like this perfectionist, this overachiever, this hardcore type A personality, like no gain, no pain, no gain kind of thing. Right? You feel me? Like rest is for the dead. And so when I realized that was the belief that I was operating on in this constant inner critic of like, this isn't good enough, do better. You know, like that's what I would hear too. Just like, and not, there is absolutely no blame with my parents, absolutely no blame. I'm so freaking grateful. My parents did the best that they did with the tools they had on hand. I have a very good relationship with them to this day. And, you know, like it's the traditional cultural roots of being Chinese, being Asian, right? We are very much about societal success and being valued in that, having a high status. And I know that's just not my culture, but like it's specifically ingrained in my culture. And so, you know, being able to strip that away, peel off the mask even more and come home to myself and learn to slow down, learn the art of slowing down, learn the art of sacred rest. Like, yes, I'm still a type A. You don't change your type, whether you're a type B or type A, but you can change how you move into your life and the energy of it, you know, patterns you engage in, right? And so it's like, wow, you know, it's really coming home deeper to myself, really embracing perfectly imperfects. And that's what I'm all about. You guys see the imperfect shit I do, and I'm like laughing at myself. You want to be able to laugh at yourself. And so that's part of having confidence too. So I was very confident, but my self-esteem, my self-worth, how I saw myself, so basically the value I hold myself at the time is very low. So confidence and self-worth are not the same thing, although lots of people confuse it as it is interchangeable. It's not. Okay, I used to believe that as well. And Like now that I have a lot of self-worth, am I also confident? Well, it depends on the activity, okay? Am I confident to speak in front of a huge crowd on the topics of mastering your energy, leadership, money mindset, meditative, like coming home to yourself, like all the things that you know I speak about? Yes. Am I confident to change a tire? Nope. Am I confident to cut my boy's hair? Nope. Am I confident to skydive? Hell no. Okay. Okay. So, but am I confident to learn these things? Yes. Except the skydive thing, that really would be the thing that I'm just like, oh, but no, I just don't do falling. So, okay. Maybe one day I'll be crazy enough to say yes. I so admire those of you who like are confident to be like jumping out of airplanes and thinking it's no big deal. I'm just, yes. Wow. 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 Okay. So confidence is really a skill that you master. And so confidence is also what I really believe has made me stand out and has helped my clients as well stand out. You know, it's what helps us be successful in our business because we confidently show up. We confidently market ourselves. We confidently sell. Selling hat and money, there's a whole bunch of funked up energy around that for most of us, myself included, until we start working on the inner stuff, the inner work around this specifically and dive really deep. All right. I love, love, love working with coaches, money coaches, sales coaches around this because it is really huge. Even if you're good at something, we can always dig deeper, right? There's always like another level. And so I'm going to come back to what I wrote in terms of why I believe I quote unquote deserve to win the Entrepreneur of the Year award. So I wrote this. I'm just going to read it verbatim. I want to start off by first saying, I don't know if I deserve this award more than any other person that has been nominated for this category. That's a God honest truth, right? I don't believe that any of us are more deserving it than the other person. We all freaking work hard. And each of us, you know, are really living in our deepest whys, our soul mission. And it's just as equally important. Who's to say that my mission is more important than someone else's? No, it's not a comparison thing. Okay, who's to say whose business is more important than someone else's? No, we're all equal that way, okay? And having said this, I do believe I deserve the Entrepreneur of the Year award because I stand for the importance of helping people remember that if the dream is in them, it's for them. And that anything is possible to achieve when you put your mind, your heart, your soul into it. Our deepest trust with ourselves and with the universe is what really matters to create a difference in others' lives, whether it's in our personal or our professional lives. And I stand for integrity, accountability, and the importance of having meaningful relationships and co-creating win-win-win energy in this world. All right. I'm not available for win, lose, 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 no fucking thanks. All right. Like that's how passionate I am about this. Like win, win, win is the only option here. All right. And you know, we've all been in relationships where just we might be in the losing and someone else is in the winning, whether it's in your intimate relationship or in a business relationship. No thanks. I'm not available for that. And neither should you. All right. I'm just going to say that. The positive impacts and personal and business transformations I have facilitated in other entrepreneurs' success, such as helping them believe in themselves, take aligned action, increase their bottom line significantly. I have helped my clients double, triple, quadruple their income. These are the things I'm most proud of. And of course, my people are not about the money. And I'm going to say, because I used to say this, right? I would say, oh, the money's not important. My loves, what are you saying then? What are you saying about your relationship with money? That is not important. It is absolutely critical and it should be a priority, but it's not that We are doing things because we're driven by the money, primarily, right? It's because we are on a soul mission and we want to create soul impact and leave a legacy. At the end of your life, you're not going to be, you know, saying, oh, I wish I made more money. That's not what it is. That's not what it's about. But you know that the money, as you're making the impact, the money follows, right? And really, we are absolutely deserving of being rich inside and out. And that's the thing, it starts from inside. It's an inside job. Richness and wealth is an inside job, right? Even if you're born into wealth, and I know people who have been, okay, they still have the same money shit as somebody who struggles with money, like physically, you know, struggling from paycheck to paycheck. I see that, right? So it's not really about how much you have in the bank account. All right, richness is an inside job first. It's an energy, it's a frequency, it's a vibration. And so coming back to this, I also want to share about the Champion Award and why I believe I deserve it. So the Champion Award, once again, is somebody who like shares client testimonials, sends referrals, cheers other people on. Hello. Like I embody that, right? When people think of me, I'm like the referral queen. I'm the connection queen. It's just a psychic gift I have. It's a heart-driven gift I have. I'm like, you and you need to get together. Goodness gracious, during COVID, you have no idea how many people I have connected into a circle and have become friends and supported each other. It was incredible. And just even in business, my business blew up in a good way in 2020, right? Because there were so many people who needed to bring their business online, coaches, healers, light workers. How do we do this? How do we do this? And it was so beautiful because I did this in community. Meaning, at the time it was my signature program, Client Traction Academy, which totally is still available as well. And it's like, holy moly, the connections that have unfolded. And today, 2 years later, I see the beautiful co-creations that people who met in my group coaching program have then formed friendships that I see they're forming like collaborations, and they're putting themselves, they have been and continue to be out there in the world and expanding. I am so freaking happy. You have no idea. Like happy is not even the word that even comes remotely close to how fulfilled I feel just seeing how others flourish. Okay. And so this is what I wrote. I have a natural gift and psychic ability of connecting others in business relationships for collaboration, networking, and referrals. People's lives and businesses change for the better because of my ability to connect and refer people. It lights me up with such joy to do this. Interestingly enough, I have the ability to match make couples in real life too. I also love celebrating my clients' wins, both internal mindset and energetic work. Okay, not just the tangible results, like their monetization, the programs they're putting out there, like even showing up and doing a Facebook Live for the first time, and then putting out their masterclass for the first time, doing a launch for the first time. Those are the more tangible. But what people don't recognize or see so much of is all the freaking behind the scenes internal work it takes to be showing up confidently and doing the thing that they've been desiring to do to support them in being of service to the world. Like nobody really sees that unless like you're in that inner circle and you truly know that depth. All right, my loves, and I will, I'm living proof. You know, I'm not shy about giving shout outs to my coaches and how they have really helped me change my life. And of course, the biggest thing for me, I've shared it in my third episode of my podcast, right, is taking radical personal responsibility. And that is really the thing. We can sign up for all these programs, but if we don't work it, we don't get our coaches to we don't show up, and then our coaches just kind of show up for us in that way. because we're not showing up for ourselves. It starts with showing up for ourselves and doing the hard shit. All right. Confidence doesn't come easy. Building a business to six figures and beyond isn't easy. All right. And so if you're like getting hard eyes and phased, I'm just going to be real talk here about this is a pet peeve of mine. This is why, you know, the marketing where it's like, oh, I made 10K, you know, in like a few days or this month, and it's my first month in business. Fuck that noise. Like, I'm sorry, but like, really? Really? You don't know what happens in the back end, because now this is with newer coaches, okay? So they haven't had a lot of experience working with people. They get really skilled at selling, but then they don't have the inside capacity that matches that energy of what they're promising that they're delivering. All right. And that's where refunds happen. You don't see this in marketing. Nobody's saying, oh, like the nightmare clients, the refunds, all that shit. Right. You don't see that. Now, that would be different if, let's say, this person has had like 5+ years of epic experiences working with clients, and then they hire a coach, and then that with that coach, they make 10K a month in their first year of their business, or month of their business. Sorry, not first year. okay. So with that, that's because they're leveraging on the compound. And that's really the secret. There's like, they're leveraging on the testimonials, on the work, on, there's that confidence, like, holy shit, look at the impacts I've created, and I continue to create this impact. And it's about how you position, how you market yourself. That's so important. And so many people, here's a confidence tip, they shy away from that because it feels like bragging. My loves, it's not bragging. It is celebrating. Okay. It's all about the energy. You know, we can all pick up if somebody is bragging versus somebody is celebrating. We can pick that up. And it's not just in that one moment and how they're sharing it, but you watch a person over time and you really watch their actions. Do they come across as I'm better than you? Do you get that feeling? Like, that energy doesn't lie, right? It's like this ego conceited energy. And it makes us feel small. Like, I guess I'm going to say nobody can make us feel anything. But if the general consensus is most people have the same perception of that person, that's got to be saying something, right? Versus, and I want to speak specifically to you women entrepreneurs and to women in general. We are conditioned to, quote unquote, be polite, be quiet, don't be humble, right? You can be humble and celebrate. You can be humble and share your client testimonials. Absolutely. It's like we're so conditioned to not celebrate. How many of us women, type in the chat box if you're doing this, sit here live, struggle with celebrating, struggle with receiving compliments, receiving in general, right? And I actually dive deeper into this in my masterclass, my free masterclass, how to boldly and unapologetically market your coaching biz and attract full body yes clients. So the link will be in the show notes for this, and it's free. So I want you to go watch that. It is a very powerful masterclass, and I'm not going to go over my bold method exactly in the same way that I did in the masterclass today on this, because I want to zoom in on the confidence aspects. And that's what the B is for my bold method. So each letter in bold stands for something. The B stands for believe in yourself. This is about owning your worth, owning the worth of your services, and confidently putting yourself out there, confidently showing up. And it's so important that, you know, when we show up for ourselves, we're showing up from a place of service. So that's so important. Okay, my loves. I feel like there's just so much coming through, and I want to come back to what I was sharing about, like, It's about the energetic capacity of being able to, like, when you're marketing yourself, when you're putting yourself out there confidently, and particularly speaking to what I was saying about my pet peeve, like, if you don't feel energetically aligned as a new coach to sell at a certain price point, there's a difference between, all right, that's his fear and you're undercharging for from a lack mentality versus we need to charge the worth of your services. And that's where I help my clients really figure that out. Versus like you're just charging a high ticket just to charge a high ticket so that you can make money. Like, no, you have no, like, no. Okay, it's got to feel aligned, right? And so part of that confidence is getting really clear, you know, based on how much experience you've had. My apologies, right? Based on how much experience you have. And then really look at that. When I first started my coaching business, what happened was I would, because I had 10 years plus of being a psychologist, I knew already the results I got with my clients. And at the time I started my coaching business as a self-love coach because I was specializing in food and body image, which were doorways, our doorways deeper into aspects of ourselves, self-love, right? And so as a coach, I'm like, okay, well, I'm newer in the industry. I'm trying things on. I'm building my positioning, credibility, and I want to work with clients. I want to serve. So I started at a lower rate, higher than a psychologist, like because we charge by packages, but at a lower rate than, you know what, probably most coaches would be charging at that point. And so it allowed me to build my found confidence as I worked with more and more clients and I saw more and more clients come in. Like there was a strategy behind that, but it also is really about alignment. It's about making sure you energetically feel good and it resonates with you with the price. There's again a difference between, oh my God, I'm totally stretching myself and I see the value in charging this because it allows my client to be like in the yes, in the stretch with me. When we undercharge, okay, that actually does you a disservice because you're operating from lack and then that's the energy you're operating from. And also it doesn't really stretch the other person. So you're not doing them a service either, all right? So there's a lot of energetics around pricing and money mindset and sales mindset when it comes to like building your business and scaling it. And a lot of that foundation is taking the steps to build your confidence with this as well. So we're going to take a break. And during the break, I really invite you to see what's really resonating so far as I'm sharing this with you. And when we come back, I'm going to actually unpack it a little bit and share a little bit of a story with you, how I have been building my confidence around something that I'm working towards as a big stretch this year for 2022 and 2023.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back, my loves. All right, so we're going to unpack a little bit about how to build your confidence. And I'm going to share it in a way where I'm going to share my own personal experiences and demonstrate how I do this and how I teach and coach my clients to build their confidence as well. Okay, so there's been many different experiences I have brought up, because you know that next level, always new level, new devil, right? Like you've heard that saying before. So it does bring up that sense of, so for me, it's like, am I like the imposter syndrome, right? You know, you learn what you need to teach. So back in 2019, I was invited to, and I think I've spoke about this before, on some platform, whether it was a Facebook Live, probably both, or and on this podcast in the past. So I was invited to speak at a huge entrepreneurial event where I would be speaking on stage with entrepreneurs that were I looked up to as mentors, who are multi-seven-figured, who just like are doing all the things. And I literally froze. After I said yes, I'm like, oh my God, this is gonna be huge. And like, there was even going to be a celebrity coming on, celebrity entrepreneur. And I was just like, holy crap, am I good enough to be on the stage? Like, what if people think, like, I literally had this thought, what if people think I'm a waste of space or waste of time? Like, what if they're just like looking at their watches, like, hurry the F up? You know, like, I literally thought that. And I had to like really unpack that and go, what is that about? Because, you know, everything is neutral until you put meaning to it. And how you put meaning to something is based on your belief system. So this was really getting me to go deeper into myself and look at some of those beliefs, like, what about this situation? Is that, why is that arising in me? And what then I did from that was literally, well, of course I worked with my coaches, right? Did the mindset work, did the belief shifting work. And fast forward, what helps me, so I'm going to try to break it down to practical action steps, is like remembering, okay, I have value in what I have to share. And not everybody, just like I share, you guys see me, I even have a t-shirt on it. We're not for everybody. I'm not for everyone. And that's okay. But I know that when I step on that stage, even there will be at least one person, if not more, but one person that needs to hear what I am sharing. And so I'm speaking to that one person. Okay. And so it's like really remembering your soul purpose. It's really remembering and standing into, taking a stand for what you stand for, even if you are so different from everyone else. And this, you heard me in the beginning, like, we're all equal. Doesn't matter how much money we're making. It doesn't matter. Like, again, my ego shit came up. So is that happening for you? And it's like, no, let me just do this. Let me just like do my thing, because I know somebody needs to hear it. So you do your thing by showing up passionately. You speak as if every single person in that room is for you. They're not. Okay, there's statistics that say, like, no matter what, you walk on stage, you start, it's whatever comes out of your mouth, there's going to be like 2% of people. And don't quote me on the stats, but you know, it's like there's like a small percentage of people that will not like you for no reason other than they just don't like you. Okay. And then there's going to be a similar small percentage of people who are just like, oh my God, I love this person for no reason other than, you know, energy. And then it's the majority of people that you're here to share gifts. And they're kind of like in that, let me see. Okay. What's resonating with me. Right. So this is really about standing in your power, positioning yourself aligned with your soul purpose, and speaking up and doing your thing, right? Regardless of what else is happening in the background, regardless of what's like, don't worry about that. This is about you being in that conviction and passion. Passion is everything. Passion shows confidence. You know what? When I'm teaching my clients how to sell, I'm like, it matters in the energy. If there's a part of you that doesn't quite believe in your work, then, and that comes with confidence, right? That's why, like, when I say with new coaches, start building up confidence by charging a lower price first, right? And then as you get more clients and you're building that confidence because you're working with them and you're getting that feedback, holy moly, like, now you got proof. Even when I was 2 years ago, got certified in Akashic Records, 30 days I practiced with people, no charge. And my confidence soared in reading people, right? You just get out of your own way. So practice clients are really important, even as a psychologist, right? We have to have like a few hundred hours of, and I don't remember now, it's been so long, but of like clinical hours, counseling hours, whatever our field is. And half of those have to be supervised, right? That takes like almost a whole year at least. So, you know, it's like, not like all of a sudden you're certified, you have this piece of paper and then you're worth 10K. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay. So confidence, inside work. If there's anything you take away from today, that's what it is. Right. And then you're able to show up. So the thing I'm stretching right now this year, I'm going to fully claim it. I haven't claimed it publicly. And here I am claiming it on TV, is that I want to be a 10K paid speaker in the corporate world. So that's a huge stretch for me because I don't speak in the corporate world. My experience of speaking in the corporate world was when I was a psychologist. And I was speaking at the time, because I specialized in self-love, and food and body image. It was very interesting. It's very interesting because they didn't know what to do with my energy. Like in the corporate world, meeting in front of financial planners, and I would speak about leadership, things like that, and engineers. All right, so a very different crowd. They are more left brains. I mean, my husband's a financial planner, right? And it was not his company. But it was like, it's a huge stretch because who I'm used to working with are coaches and spiritual entrepreneurs. And that's how I speak at. And networking, that's usually where the networking is. And so to me, that's different than the corporate world with companies that are, you know, more so having employees and staff. And I know that, you know, there was a part of me that's like, well, what do I have to offer? Like, so my first step, and this is a recent conversation I had with my girlfriends, Laura and Lana of the Sister Brand. Go follow them. They are amazing. They are the women behind the Women Up shirt. They are incredible women. They put on Manifest Tour and through Wine Women Wellbeing. So huge shout out for them and Wine Women Wellbeing. And it's just like so incredible. They were just like, Roz, you already are like, you would be so, because of who you are and your diversity and your topics that you speak about, like this is what they're looking for. And I had no idea. I had no idea. So I'm just like, really? Really? And so it got me. So the first step is talking to people who like get you and are in that world. Do your research, right? That shifted my beliefs, thinking, oh, I don't know if I have any value to give in the corporate world. And so as I was talking to them, I was talking to one of my biz besties, Corey Poirier, founder of Blue Talks, multiple best-selling author and multi-time TEDx speaker and coach. Okay. He was just like, you're already there. Yeah. Just, it's about like really getting clear about what you want to present and that's giving value to them, but from who you are and what you preach about. I'm like, really? So just hearing this and talking to people who are in that world has really shifted my belief. So that's the first step. Okay. The second step is now I got to go and figure out like, okay, what topics do I want to actually speak about? And I got to create a sizzle reel to market myself, which is basically a bunch of video clips of me speaking on stage so that when I go and apply, to different corporations, they have a sample of how I speak and my energy and what I speak about, right? That I'm feeling pretty confident in. I'm like, oh yeah, that's awesome. Okay. And so now I've got a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being like not confident, 10 being like, when do we start? Today as we speak, because this is a recent goal I've decided to set for myself. I feel like I'm at like a 5. You know, like now confidence is about taking action, right? So now the next thing I do once I get the sizzle reel is now I'll go and start applying, you know, and now I'll do everything that I have in my control to go and apply. And of course, not everybody's going to get back to me. So it's being unattached to it. That's the other piece is you can't be attached. Even when you speak on stage, when you're selling, you know, on masterclasses, I'm telling my clients, do not be attached to like the results, because then you're putting more pressure on yourself. Even if you're noticing you're coming close, your closing client, yeah, be excited, right? But also be aware of not getting so quote unquote high on, oh my God, tying your worth, tying yourself into the results, because then the opposite is true. If you've got really amazing results, you know, like 30K launches. This is something I've learned in my launches, right? But like, let's say the next launch isn't as high, then that means all of a sudden the same high you got in the first launch and you're not getting the same results in the second launch. The opposite is true, right? You're going to, because you've tied your worth or you've tied something into there, you have some attachment with your ego into the results, then that means if you don't get the results you want, your energy, your emotions are going to be taken out too. So this is about practicing the law of neutrality. That's so important. Okay. being able to be in the space of holding possibilities energetically for what it is that you want to create for results, but then emotionally being unattached, if that makes sense. Okay, it's more like energetics, hold the space, hold the frequency. That's really what it's about. But then it's really being in that place of neutrality. All right, that's part of being able to move through the ego stuff, which I dive deeper in with my clients. So also, confidence does help. Okay, this might feel like a superficial thing, but it actually is very powerful. Wear the colors of confidence. You notice, those of you who are watching the show right now, or you're watching this on YouTube later, okay, you notice what I'm wearing. I'm wearing yellow. Red is also a confident color, right? And so when I'm wearing my gold digger short too. So, you know, when you dress in a way that aligns with who you are in your creative style and brand, and incorporate some of that color sometime, right? It's color therapy. Dress for success. There's actual research that proves that when interviewees dress in red, they're more likely to get the position. All right, it's a power color. And in fact, one time I was working with one of my soulmate clients, and we were doing a session, and I work, of course, very somatically with my clients to shift their beliefs really quickly. And out of that process, her homework was to wear more red. And that's what she did. She's like, yeah, I'm going to go and buy more red clothes. I'm going to go and do the thing. And that, because we did the inside work too, but then the outside is the constant reinforcement of that confidence, right? Of showing up, of becoming more visible, of not hiding. That literally shifted tons of energy for her. Okay. And so it's less and less fear for her and more brave for her to continue to confidently show up. All right. And so, you know, of course the confidence is going to come for me more in my goal when I see the ball rolling, when I'm like, okay, there's something happening. I'm getting gigs, right? And the talks are happening. So, you know, for me, it's really important for me to be coached around this. Okay. Cause I don't know what I don't know about this world. So why would I try to figure this out on my own? And also allow the imperfection to come, allow the lessons to come. And that's what it's about. We can't be hard on ourselves. That perfectionist inner critic is a thing that kills our confidence, right? And so it's really about being clear about your mind chatter, what the ego says, and rising above that and being a witness to it, right? Remembering that we're all souls having human being experience, and this emotion, these thoughts are being evoked, if the ones that are not in service to you, because they need to be looked at. You got to face them and really move through them, because that's where the medicine is. Okay, there is no bypassing here, because that's what it'll just keep coming up and you're not going to move forward, right? This is really about going deep into the belief system, shifting that. I can help you if you'd like. Just message me, okay? And just like really dig in deeper so that you come through into your next level version of you. It's the only way to do that. You cannot beat around the bush. All right, my loves. So I have so much more to share about this topic, and I know that I'll be doing more episodes, more Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives about this. So do make sure you follow if you're feeling called to dive in deeper. Number one, go check out my masterclass. The link will be in the comments, as well as the my link in bio, all the ways. Okay. And then if you were like, I just want to work with you, Roz, message me, DM me, and let's get you on a call. Okay. And see how I can best support you. And please go nominate me for Entrepreneur of the Year, as well as Champion Award. You can vote daily until September 30th, 2022, as we're recording this. I so appreciate you, my loves. And I just want to leave you with a light language activation in this last minute or so to support you in continuing to be aligned with your soul mission, to come out with confidence, with passion, with purpose. Breathing in. And then grounding down your power like a tree with roots, planting the beautiful seeds of your own powerful ripple effects, your confidence. May you grow your confidence. May you continue to be brave and courageous. Feel the fear and do it anyways. Confidence is about feeling the fear and going for it. You got this. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. And once again, go to businessfromtheheart.ca to vote for me. Thank you.